presenting the TD Travel News Bulletin. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 29th of June. Schiphol Airport has completed a major renovation project in Departure Hall 1 with a new connecting walkway. As part of the revamp, the airport has made several additions including a mezzanine floor to offer more space at security, check-in and waiting areas. After their COVID-19 health examination, passengers without any hold luggage will be able to move to the mezzanine floor for security control directly from the entrance of Departure Hall 1. This eliminates the need for these passengers to proceed through the check-in area. The mezzanine floor spans over 5,000 square metres, while a new security checkpoint with 21 lanes has been created. International travellers can visit Mauritius from the 15th of July and will initially stay in designated resort bubbles. As part of the first phase reopening until 30th of September 2021, foreign visitors will stay at one of 14 designated resorts. Holidaymakers will be able to enjoy facilities within their chosen hotel, including the swimming pool and beach. If guests stay for 14 days and have negative PCR tests during their stay in the resort, they will then be able to leave the hotel and travel about the island freely for the rest of their stay. Travellers to Mauritius aged 18 years or over must be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. They must undergo a PCR test on arrival and then between day 5 and 7 before departure, and a negative result is required to travel to the island. Hugo, a Singapore-based private aviation platform, has published its newest charter routes in Cambodia, Malaysia, Philippines and Thailand. The company offers charter flights to over 150 destinations in Asia and has a fleet of more than 50 aircraft in its network, including Gulfstream, Bombardier, Cessna, Textron Aviation and Dassault Falcon private jets, as well as Bell, Airbus, Leonardo and Robinson helicopters. Hugo's most popular services in the region include on-demand helicopter flights, airport transfers, helicopter tours, private island transfers, cross-border medical flights, in-country emergency evacuations, and cross-border business jet flights. Airlines, cruise lines, and hospitality companies are luring travellers with offers of special deals for those who commit to vaccination. Cathay Pacific, United Airlines, Indigo, Virgin Australia and Qantas are ready to offer great incentives for those who have protection from the pandemic. Luxury Escapes, which sells short-stay holiday packages, has also joined the party with an AUD 2 million giveaway of travel vouchers. Dream Cruises is enticing cruise passengers ahead of restarting its Hong Kong sailings on Genting Dream from the 30th of July, with prizes worth nearly 4 million Hong Kong dollars. Cathay Pacific is offering a private party on board an A321neo as the grand prize in its competition for Hong Kong residents, along with a 20 million Asia Miles giveaway. To encourage more people to get their COVID vaccination, United Airlines in May offered its loyalty program members the chance to win round-trip flights for two to any of the airline's destinations worldwide. You've been listening to the TD Travel News Bulletin.